Life is an adventure. What's your story? Radio St. Pete Insider is proud to introduce Dominic Howarth from Book and Bottle, Book Plus Bottle, downtown's best bookstore. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Tell us about Book and Bottle. Tell us what you do there and what's coming up.
Absolutely. So Book and Bottle is a wine bar, bottle shop, bookstore, cafe, all rolled up into one. So pretty much as much good stuff in these four walls that we could pack in, we did. So it's a great community hub where people come and talk, drink their favorite beverages, and buy their new favorite books.
How long have you been in town?
So Book and Bottle on March 17th hit our four-year anniversary, and on March 16th I hit my three-year anniversary there.
Wow, and you had quite the party. I wanted to get there. Tell us a little bit about the anniversary event.
It was so lovely having so many community members come out and celebrate us. We had the House Cats, which is one of my favorite local jazz bands there. We had free cake. We had free bubbles for the community. And just so many people from the last 4 years came and showed support, and it was a really, really lovely time.
So when you walk in there, there is a lovely cafe, and then to the right is the gift section, and then to the left is the books. Walk me and our listeners, Radio St. Pete listeners, through the bookstore.
Absolutely. So you walk in, and you're immediately greeted with these large, lavish arches painted in this brilliant pink, and like you said, on the right side is the gifts, and that's where the marble bar is, where you get your wine and your coffee. And to the left is some seating, and along the wall are these beautiful white bookshelves filled to the brim with bestsellers, interesting small indie presses, and then of course everything that our booksellers are reading.
You carry a lot of local authors, and you're very devoted, like Tombolo Books. Book and Bottle is also devoted to local authors. On the other side of the bay, we have Oxford Exchange. You know, we're not in New York City, so this is a pretty special thing. So tell us a little bit about your local authors and who's there.
Absolutely, yeah. St. Pete's such a wonderful literary city. So we, of course, carry Paul Wilborn, who helps run the Palladium. His book, Florida Hustle, is one of my favorites. Roy Peter Clark just stopped in the other day for a latte and a baguette. And, of course, we carry all of his writing books. We carry several books from St. Pete Press, which is one of our favorite local presses.
That's Carrie Kreisman's memoir book, right? Tom Gribbin's incredible book that we hope will become a movie. He, of course, is on our sports network and jamming it up at all times. Who else do you have in the local section?
Yeah, so over there we also have different Florida books, Finding St. Pete and Finding Tampa Bay, which is a really fun scavenger hunt book, also from St. Petersburg Press. We do whatever we can to, even despite our small space, support local authors.
You also have some unique bookshelves that may be a little bit controversial. Share with the audience some of the great bookshelves that you keep alive in these difficult times.
Absolutely. So one thing that we're really proud of in our nonfiction section is we have our Let's Start a Revolution section. So stuff that deals with like reproductive rights and Supreme Court justice and making sure that banned books are on shelves. We definitely are big fans of making sure that literature and equal rights for all, and we want that reflected in our bookshelves.
So we're having L.L. Kirshner is coming into Radio St. Pete. Folks, we can't wait for you to hear that interview. Tell us a little bit about her recent appearance at Book and Bottle.
Absolutely. It was such a joy having her there. We ran a memoir storytelling workshop for our customers. We really believe that every single person has a story to tell, that everybody has a book in them, even if they don't think so. So it was a really wonderful opportunity to have someone so profoundly gifted and so brilliant as her come in to meet with our guests and our customers to reinforce what we truly believe. And a lot of people got a lot from that workshop.
And I see a lot of scribblers who come in. I see people writing in their journal. And, you know, I really love to follow people around and see what they're putting at the shelf. And one of the things that you do that I think is very special are your book clubs. And this is something that you handle yourself. Tell us all about that.
Yeah, absolutely. So the book clubs that we have there are super fun. We have them at the last week every single month. We have a fiction book club, a new and noteworthy book club, and a lady leaders book club. That happens right before we open on Sundays from 10 to 12. And it's a safe space for female entrepreneurs to come in, find their community. During the four-year anniversary, we had so many people come who said that they found their second family at this book club, and just found this really wonderful support system. And that makes me just makes my heart grow three sizes.
I feel that I found my posse when I found you in the bookstore. So you also have something near and dear to my heart, which is books and wine. So you have the 17 Club, book plus bottles, monthly wine club. Tell us a little bit about that.
Absolutely. So the 17 Club is this exclusive club in which, you know, we open March 17th. We're at 17 6th Street. So 17 as a number has a lot of sentimental value with us. You pay $50 a month and you get two curated bottles from our wonderful wine somm, Heidi. And you get a broad range of different wonderful things like certain free tastings, discounts, so on and so forth. Exclusive access to certain tastings. It's a really fun time.
So let's talk about your love of books and tell us a little bit about, you are a lifelong reader. We talked about this. Share.
Absolutely. So my mom, I was homeschooled. My mom allowed me to read pretty much whatever I want. So I was reading Vonnegut, Bradbury, Morrison, like ages of 12, 13, 14. So you could not get a book out of my hands. And so to work at a bookstore and to be able to curate the shelves for this wonderful bookstore is an absolute dream come true.
And you were raised here.
I was raised here, yeah. Born and raised. St.
And
Petersburg.
High school.
Yeah, so I went to Lehman Elementary and then went to homeschooling and then immediately joined the workforce, started at Mazzaro's Italian Market. So I've always been a local guy.
That's why you have such great service and hospitality.
Thank
you. So let's talk about, so every month we're going to talk about this. We're going to talk about what you're reading, what you're recommending. You know, you're our Oprah and Jenna. So let's just launch into what's on your bookstand and what you recommend for readers right now.
Absolutely. So I read everything from all over, across genre. Just this week came out Rebecca Searle's new book, Expiration Dates, which is a wonderful dose of generous magical realism and romance. It is about this young woman who every single time she starts seeing somebody, she gets a little slip of paper that says how long they'll be together. Yes. So her whole life, she'll get a slip of paper that says, Sam, 6 months, David, a year, right? But finally, she meets a guy, and all she gets is his name and no time.
Ooh.
I know. And so it asks the question, like, if you didn't know, what would you do? Like, how can you fully love in the moment? How do you forgive yourself for past misgivings when you've been in failed relationships? Do you look at them as failures? It's such a Hallmark movie of a novel and brought tears to my eyes. It was absolutely lovely.
Good. Give us two more that you recommend for our readers, and then we're going to go into some other things.
Absolutely. So a little bit more on the literary side, what I'm reading right now is a book called Love Novel by Ivana Sachko. This is a Croatian translation. It's only 98 pages. It's not nearly as lovely as the book I just mentioned. It's about a husband and wife who absolutely hate each other. And this, you can feel the venom in the prose. It's just this, apparently the translator, even though it's only 98 pages, it took her a year to translate because the sentences are just dripping with this intensity and irony. And it is a sumptuous read. I can only read a few pages at a time, but it's just some of the best writing I've read all year long.
So Poetry Month is coming up in
yes.
April. Tell us a little bit about some great poets, Gloria Muñoz.
Of course.
Muñoz, who is the Poet Laureate.
Of course.
Also will be interviewed by Karen Carmichael in the near future. What's going on for Poetry Month? And, you know, I am a incredible Pablo Neruda fan. Emily
Huge
Dickinson,
fan.
Pablo Neruda. But share some of the poetry that you've got there.
Absolutely. So we have a lovely poetry section curated by myself, but mostly Andy, our gift merchandiser and buyer. We have a broad range of local poets, including Tyler Gillespie. His Florida Man poetry is absolutely phenomenal. I know he just released another book as well. We also carry the classics. Rainer Maria Rilke is one of my favorites. Also from the Harlem Renaissance, we have Langston Hughes and County Cullen. Huge fan of that. And I believe we're going to be having a poetry open mic in April, which we're very, very excited about.
That is amazing.
That poetry.
Is amazing. And Pam and Jam at the Palladium later on in the month, a big celebration. So I like historical fiction, and I like biography. What do you recommend to our readers?
Oh, absolutely. So for historical fiction, Kristen Hannah, one of our favorite historical fiction writers, just released The Women, which is the not-often-told story about nurses in Vietnam, and Kristen Hannah writes with such compassion and such insight. I love anything she writes. And if you want something a little bit older, Kristen Harmel, who lives in Orlando and has visited the store several times, lovely woman, released Paris Daughter early last year. If you want some World War II fiction, her work really I absolutely adore.
And Gary Morbino, another one, Florida Humanities, Once Upon a Time in Florida. All of these books now are really showcasing that Florida is the arts coast, and St. Pete is really very strong and keeps St. Pete lit. How would you comment on the book scene here and the author scene here?
Oh, absolutely. We are so, I always say that we are bookstore rich. You have Tombolo, Book and Bottle, cultured books, so many people across the bay. So because we have so many bookstores, I feel like it fosters that literary scene in a big way. We're just surrounded by words constantly. We are very fortunate to have so many writers living in this city and across the bridge.
So Dominic, Books and Bottle is located at 17th 6th Street North in downtown St. Pete. You can go to the website, www.bookandbottlestpete.com. Parting words. Anon.
Read on and read happily. Thank you so much for having me.
That's Dominic Howarth, and his story is a bestseller. Tombolo Books, Book and Bottle, Oxford Books. Shop your local bookstore and spend time at Book and Bottle, one of our favorites. Thank you, Dominic, for being here.
Thank you.